Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are in a interesting spot as a fan base when it comes to the way that we view the quarterbacks. Right? I went on my rant last night to start the show. I'm over it at this point. It took 2 weeks. I'm over. I don't need to see Joe Flacco play another game of football, right? I really don't. If you need the recap from hour one, it is, I don't need to see Joe. Joe is here to win football games. The Browns are not set up to win football games. I'm ready to see Dylan Gabriel. That is the four sentence, very short way that I can explain it to you. That's everything that happened in the first hour of last night's show. Well, it was interesting. I'm sitting there and I'm listening to Ken and Anthony this morning go on with the discourse, and Lima had brought up how he was listening to the show and actually posed what I thought was a really good question on top of it.
I heard Jake last night. He came back on the air. I don't think he had been there in a while. So he's like, hey, since I've talked to you last, we've lost two games. He said, I've seen enough of Joe Flacco. Let's go. Let's move on. And I'm listening to him going, but what if the games were flipped? What if the Ravens game would have been the first week and the Bengals game would have been week two? What would we be saying then? Is that all it was that the Ravens game was the second game and it was more recent?
So I was sitting there and I was thinking about this. And again, I thought it was a good question. It made me think. And I went back on it. I was like, okay, obviously, I had already considered the idea of, is this recency bias? Am I just going off of it's one bad game? It's the NFL. Almost every single team is going to have a bad game where it looks like they get blown out and the offense has nothing. So I was already taking a step back, and I did that before yesterday's show. But today, as I'm sitting there and I listen to the show this morning, I'm pondering, is this something that it is just recency bias? And if these games were flipped, I'd feel better about Joe. And I've landed on the answer of it's not recency bias to me. It does nothing to me if these games are flipped, and I'll explain why that is. Because truthfully, I'm breaking these down, I try to erase the memory that I have of what Joe's done so far and allow me to flip it. If I go into week one and Joe gets absolutely killed and I go, okay, well, that was the Ravens defense. Browns weren't going to be competitive. Didn't think it'd be that bad, but Browns weren't going to be competitive. Hopefully it looks better next week. And then you go out and I'm imagining the discourse that we're going to have on this conversation, right? I'm thinking back to how would this show have played out over the course of last week leading up to a week two against the Bengals. And I'm thinking to myself, you looked bad against the Ravens. You have the ultimate redemption story for week two. Yes, the Bengals are difficult to play against, but you should be able to absolutely carve up that defense. You should be able to go in there and score incredible points. You should be able to put a ton of points on the board. Joe should be able to look like Joe, and the offense should function. And then I go into week one, and I'm going to or I go into what then would be week two, but the week one result against the Bengals, and I'm looking at it and going, the offense didn't do enough, right? Sure, he looked better. He was also just sitting there completing short passes, not getting the ball moved down the field, not putting enough points on the board, and again, props to the defense. That's what the story would have been. Maybe I'm not as irate, but I still don't think I would need to have seen more Joe Flacco. I still think that it really does boil down to watching the way that this team performed offensively through two games. And it's the 0-2 in the way that you have lost two games. It doesn't matter to me the order that they're in. Maybe I wouldn't have been as angry again coming into yesterday, but I think the sentiment still stands that Joe's here to win. I've seen over two games that Joe has not set up this team to be a competitive football team. Whatever he's doing at quarterback and whatever Kevin is asking of him to do is not going to be something that's going to lead the Browns to anywhere near a playoff performance. So it just doesn't do anything for me. I can't look at Joe and expect that he can even lead this team at this point, you know, 7 or 8 wins without those wins coming in the back half of the season, right? Without those wins coming well after the bye and those wins coming against like the Titans in week or whatever, I think it's 14. I can't see Joe Flacco in week 14. The team's not competitive. They continue to lose games, which I expect them to. I have a difficult time imagining you winning at least your next two against the Packers and the Lions. I'm going to be looking at this team. If you start out 0-4, change might be necessary, right? You're going to have to call on something. I don't know that Joe gets a bench going into week 5 and going into London. They don't give him an opportunity to play a slightly easier defense, even though the Lions really aren't that great of a defense. I just don't know how you sit there and make the claim that everything's going to be better with Joe, and also understand that at the bare minimum, you need to see a rookie quarterback this year. I don't know if they're going to be ready to turn to Shador at any point. I really don't. But you need to see bare minimum one rookie quarterback this year play. I can't have Joe play all 17 and the team not be competitive. That goes against our terms of agreement, right? And my agreement is I'm good with seeing Joe as long as the team is competitive and I think they can win games. That's kind of why we're ready for Joe to go, because I don't think this team's going to be competitive and I don't really think they can win games. But that's all it boils down to for me. It's not about the order that these games were played. It's not about the fact that the most recent thing I saw was Joe Flacco go out there and get killed. It's putting into perspective what this season is and the teams that you go up against and what the offense needs to be able to do to be a functioning offense, to be able to set up the defense and set up this team in a way that they can win football games. I haven't seen a lick of that out of the offense right now. Even conservative offense in week 1, you're not playing very many defenses that are going to be as bad as the Bengals defense. So I can't sit there and act as if it's just going to turn around and, oh, well, you know, you got some bad teams down the line. The Dolphins are bad. The Steelers defense hasn't been good. I'm expecting that to turn around at some point, but they haven't been good so far. And just looking at everything that we possibly are right now and going, okay, well, you can beat the Dolphins. You can beat the Jets. It's not about what the defense can do, because I look at all those teams and I say, those aren't great teams, right? I don't believe in the Dolphins, and I don't sit here and believe that the Jets are going to be a great franchise this year, as much as hope as I want to have in Justin Fields. I just can't believe that. It's not because I look at the defense and I go, oh, well, the offense is going to be able to function against them. It's, well, their offense isn't going to be putting up any points on the Browns' defense, right? They shouldn't be able to score. And it would still require me to request the bare minimum out of the offense, which you're just not getting. I get it. You were set up in a way that you could have won week 1. Well, you know, we can't sit here and play coulda, woulda, shoulda and expect anything to be different. You have to make kicks. You have to be better as an offense. You have to put points on the board to win that game. You lost it. Nothing's changing that. It's not. We don't get to sit here and go, well, we almost won this one, and that should give me hope. The defense gave me hope in that game. The defense gave me hope in, you know, the first half of the Ravens game. They're the only thing that has inspired any sort of hope throughout the first 2 weeks of the season. The offense has done none of it. And I don't know that, you know, putting in Dylan Gabriel lights a spark. I don't think that happens, but it's more about Joe. It's more about the entire reason of why he's into the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This isn't what it's about. Right? This isn't what this season is going to become and what it's going to be about. It's going to be about figuring out the quarterback spot. We knew that coming in, even though there was a glimmer of hope that your offense could function and the offense could be something and the team could then in turn win a lot of games and you know, at least try to fight for a playoff spot. It's kind of gone by the wayside. That idea has disappeared. It's no longer a real thing. I've seen enough to make that claim. You're not going to beat up on bad teams because there's not a ton of bad teams on the schedule. You don't have an easy schedule. And it's not about anymore protecting Dylan Gabriel. You tell me he's a backup quarterback. Well, he also started almost 70 games in college. Welcome to the NFL. You have to be ready. You're on a one-year time plan anyway. I can't sit here and act that week three is going to be much different than week five. Joe's time has run its course, and it's not overreactionary. I truthfully don't feel that it is a pure overreaction to say that Dylan Gabriel could be into the game and probably should be into the game in week three. I get it. Football teams move at a slower pace than that. And if you're trying to think football, I understand why the Browns are not making that move because of the optics of what it actually presents. And it presents, oh, we might be in a panic and we don't have things figured out. And the offense does look terrible. And we're not going to leave it up to, we can fix this. And it is, for a lot of people, the raise the white flag on the season. I just don't think that's what it's about. I think you can reverse this and look at it and say, okay, well, if Kenny Pickett was here, I didn't understand Kenny Pickett being here at first, right? I don't understand how you thought he could have been a better quarterback than Joe Flacco. Now that I see the offense that they're running, now that I see it's eliminated all deep shots, and this is completely dink and dunk and try to bank on a run game that does not exist, I can see why you wanted Kenny. At least he had legs. He can complete the short passes as long as you don't ask him to do something down the field. What does he do? He protects the football. I see where the affinity from the Browns came from Kevin Stefanski, and it was built into the fact, yeah, he's not going to do anything that wows you, but we don't want a quarterback that has to do anything that wows us. The idea of this season right now, the idea of the offensive philosophy is that they never do anything that wows us. They play keep away and they complete the easy passes and they trusted Kenny to do that. They are begging for a backup quarterback to play in this offense. That is truly what they're looking for. A guy that protects the football and does not lose you games. Unfortunately, right now, Joe Flacco, combined with the play of the wide receivers, combined with some special teams mishaps, has been the reason that you've lost two games. You can't pin it on the defense. The defense has showed up. Even with Joe trying to protect the football, they've still been the reason. You still have a fumble six. You still have an interception that was nearly returned for a touchdown. You still have two picks against Cincinnati. Everything still plays out in the way that it appears by a box score. Joe Flacco is playing Joe Flacco football. If the ball can't be protected by Joe, you'd have to turn it over to somebody that can. It truthfully is a difference now of he might be the most talented guy. He might be the guy that if you stuck him on any NFL team would give you the best chance to win the game. In this offense, you're asking for a backup quarterback. Everything that you've asked and have said about Dillon Gabriel is that, the height is backup. It feels like that's what the Browns are looking for right now. 216-474-0092. Do you feel that the question that Lima brought up, if the games were flipped, the narrative would be different on Joe Flacco right now? If you got blown out by the Ravens week one and you played a close game against the Bengals week two, that it wouldn't be such a heavy call for Joe to be not the quarterback right now heading into the Packers game. I don't think it changes much. I truthfully don't. You can also get to me on X at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C Jake. So we get to our social media reactions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Plenty of good stuff coming up for you guys tonight. At 9 o'clock, as we always do, we're going to get a grip. Immediately followed by Dan Lobby at Cleveland.com. Joins us every single Wednesday. What he saw in week two, his thoughts on the quarterback position, and whether or not Dillon Gabriel could actually survive against the Packers in week three, if that's a real thing, if he could have done it. We're going to ask Dan all about it again coming up at 9:20. We'll react to the Guardians. We'll bring in Michael Marcotte at the end of the show for Change Your Mind. But right now, 216-474-0092. If the first two games of the Brown season were flipped, do you think that Joe would be in a safer position and the fan base would feel better about Joe? I say no, but I want to hear what you guys have to say. We're going to get to your calls and more on a potential Joe Flacco bounce back coming in 5 minutes on overtime with Jake Volnick. With the guys here until 11 on The Fan. I just don't think, again, maybe people aren't as irate. Maybe it tones down a little bit of the anger from fans. But I think the messaging is still the same, is that we've seen enough from Joe. That was all it takes. Right, I just don't need to see any more from him. But this entire thing comes encapsulates with the idea that Joe also has an opportunity here. Right, and listen, public perception, it probably isn't the thing that floats into Joe's mind. It's something that he cares about. I would tell you guys like Dillon Gabriel, guys like Shedeur Sanders certainly do care about that thing. The younger generation, a 40-year-old Joe Flacco probably doesn't give a damn whether or not Cleveland actually enjoys his presence or not by the end of the day. He would love if they did, I'm sure. Everyone likes to be liked. But it doesn't really probably make Joe lose sleep whether or not that Browns fans want him to start in week three or not. I just think that the opportunity that's in front of Joe is the opportunity to win back the fans. Right? And there's going to be a very slim margin to be able to do it, but I think that it's incredibly possible. Because all Joe has to do is go out and make the offense look good in week three. Or even if he plays in week four, he's got to make the offense look good in week four. It takes one game to get everybody back on board with Joe. I truthfully do think that's all it takes. Like, beating up on any of the defense that are in front of you in the first 6 weeks, it might not get everybody to go, all right, I'm ready to see Joe for as long as we could possibly ask for. But I think it'll, you know, calm everybody to say, all right, well, you know, we'll buy some more time. It'll get everybody probably back on board to six games. Give us six games and then we're good. I mean, listen, we're desperate to see good quarterback play right now. We're desperate to see anything that actually works. The first sign of hope is something that I think fans are going to take off and they're going to run with. Like, right? I feel like I'm sitting there waiting for it as well. I'm not going to be back on the Joe train. I'm still ready to see Dillon Gabriel because, again, I know what this season is playing out for us right now. But I do think that everybody's just looking for a win. Right? You know, both literally and figuratively. Yes, obviously everybody's looking for a win on the football field, but everyone's just looking for a win from the offense. Just show me that there's something there. Show me that everything you've been selling us for the past, you know, 6 months has not been an empty promise. The fact that you thought you could still compete, even though we all looked at the team and said, yeah, I don't really know how you're going to do that. Show me that there was a method to the madness and that the offense wasn't just going to be the absolute putrid mess that it's been so far. And I think the first sign you see that, it'll be a strong section of the fan base to look at it and say, this is what they were planning for. This is everything that they promised, and this is what they were trying to accomplish. It finally was executed. Because again, I told you guys last night, I don't think this is a loss that you pit on Kevin Stefanski. I don't think this is a Kevin Stefanski loss. I don't think this is a coaching staff loss. I think you looked at a lot of guys who went out there and tried to run a game plan and did not execute. It did not work. Kevin Stefanski cannot, you know, stop you from throwing a ball into Nate Wiggins' arms. Kevin Stefanski cannot stop you from fumbling the football. And he can't make Jerry Jeudy go out there and catch passes. He can't make the offensive line block. It was an execution problem on Sunday. The guys could not go out there and run the plays as designed. There were too many missed assignments that you could sit there and easily go and just, you got to do your job, right? I mean, that play works if you do your job. And there's opportunity there, but the Ravens defense is just playing at a higher level than we are. It's expected, but you see the forest through the trees, right? I can see something. I just think, again, you're in a prime opportunity to bounce back when you talk about, can you win over the fan base again? I think Joe has all of the opportunity in the world. I think it does take one good game. And if you played a good offensive game against Green Bay, even if it came out in a loss, if you came out and you lost this game, you know, with 24 points on the board, I think people would be not happy, but they'd be okay with it. They'd feel better about this if you put 24 points on the board. I just don't think there's really an opportunity to do that, right? You set yourself up. Hey, the time to go out there and score points was against Cincinnati. That was the time to give everybody hope about what the offense could be. And I get it. Yeah, you were in a place to score 20 points in that game, but it was not pretty. It was by no means a good-looking offense. You went there and go, okay, this is sustained some drives. They beat up on a bad Bengals defense. But you could have given hope. A win certainly would have inspired a lot of this fan base. But now you're going up and you set yourself to play against the Ravens and you got dismantled by them, angered everybody that they possibly could be angered by. And then you're going to extend this to going, okay, now we're playing with what looks like the number one defense in the NFL. It may be rivaled right there with the Browns in the way that they've looked in the first 2 weeks. But you're playing an absolute, you know, just terrifying defense in the Green Bay Packers. I don't see how the offense gets better this week. I know the opportunity for Joe is there. I don't see how they actually get that done. Again, okay, Jerry Jeudy could flip things around. It's been 2 weeks. He can catch the football. Brian Thomas Jr. of the Jaguars is going through the exact same problem. If I told you I was completely out on Brian Thomas, I'd be lying to you, okay? I think there's an opportunity to bounce back the same way that for Jerry, it's been two games. You've had struggles with drops, but you can certainly bounce back and get something.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And out of what we've done so far. You also turn that around. It's like, okay, the offense could look good against the Lions, but it's not like they're going to look like they're competitive against the Lions, probably. Like, the Lions offense is going to go out there and put up a better showing than the Browns offense does for sure. You're going to be outmatched. In bare minimum, the first 4 weeks, I won't go as far to say five, because J.J. McCarthy's looked like garbage, and Carson Wentz very well might make that start in London. So I don't know what that's going to look like. I won't say you're going to be outmatched for five straight weeks, but certainly for four. I just don't know how Joe gets it done. I want to believe, I want to say there's life that could still be had in this offense, but the pathway to get there is probably more difficult than we believed it to be when we watched the schedule came out and go, ooh, that is a bad six games to start a season. That is going to be a tough stretch for whoever ends up starting at quarterback. And the reality is that's the correct thing, that correct assumption, right? You got there. It's going to be difficult to get anything better out of this team right now. You would have had to show it in the first 2 weeks. Now you're in catch-up mode, and you're not going to be able to, you know, just look ultimately better against better defenses and good defenses as they continue to show up. 216-474-0092. Do you believe that Joe Flacco can bounce back from the week two devastation and win the fans back over? I'm going to go out to the phones. I want to talk to you guys. Let's go to Dre is in Cleveland. What's going on, Dre?
Hey, Jake. How you feel, man? Hope your day is going good.
Same to you.
Hey, man, first of all, I don't even know how we ended up with an NFL schedule like we made the playoffs of the Super Bowl. I don't know how we come out the gate with these four or five games in a row. But the thing is, Green Bay's deep. Green Bay's offense and defense is at the top of the charts, man. If we can survive week three, it might not be all over for us, man, because at the end of the day, Flacco didn't lose that first game. He played good enough to win it. But when you get to 40 years old, your body goes from week to week, man, so you just never know when it's going to go. And last week, it just looked bad, man. It's like he was running like Sopranos got a hold of him and put steaming shoes on him and dropped him in Lake Erie, bro. Like, he couldn't get away at all. But and then also, when you freeze frame some of those instant replays in last week's game, they showed the camera downfield. Our receivers was getting zero separation, man, like zero, like none. And then I want to ask you a question.
No, go ahead, man.
Okay. Okay, so they keep talking about defensive backs and how we need to, you know, go out and get some corner or nickelback help. It's a guy on our team, a hometown boy, man, Dom Jones. This guy, man, he play, I think, Colorado State. But either way it go, he's tall, he's physical, man. He's just like Richard Sherman. He actually made the team, but then they sent him down to the practice squad and they just called him up. I got a feeling they're going to let him get some burn this week, man. So keep your eye on him, man, number 37. That dude is – he might be just our dark secret, man. Just keep your eye on him, Jake. You'll see what I'm talking about. That dude is nice.
Well, they certainly need the help, Trey. And I, if it comes in the form of Dom Jones, I'm taking it, and I appreciate the call. I don't know that Dom Jones is going to be employed. It's going to help you. They definitely need secondary help. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Like, as soon as Denzel went down in that game, and they looked good with, you know, Greg Newsome and Denzel both on the field, even in, you know, the first half of that game with Denzel, relatively healthy for the first half. I mean, I know he left during that first half and didn't come back, but, like, he looked okay. They definitely looked really good in week one against Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. As soon as Denzel was gone, I mean, it was a red flag everywhere on the field. You were just going, that guy's open, that guy's open. Who's guarding him? Cameron Mitchell's guarding him. Who's guarding him? Miles Harden's guarding him. Like, they were wide open. But again, like, yes, the schedule is that difficult. It is tough right now to look at it. And I turn around and I go, I don't know how they ended up with this. I get it. You just ended up playing the NFC North, and that's unfortunate for you. They didn't give you any favors. They didn't even toss you a Chicago Bears in the first 6 weeks. This is the reality of the schedule, right? Like, you get handed what you get handed. You play who's next up on the chart there. I can't make any excuses. Like, you had opportunities. You could have won week one. And you're right. Joe Flacco did play well enough to win that game in week one. The problem is it's on the back of an elite defense. It's not that the offense looked good in that game. They played keep away against a terrible defense that it managed to work. They tried to go out there and run the exact same game plan against the Ravens. And now the Ravens had laid out the blueprint on how do you beat the Cleveland Browns. You do exactly what we just did. Not everyone's got Roquan Smith. But there's some really good defensive players. There's a Micah Parsons coming on the side this week. They've laid out the game plan to beat the Browns. Take away the short stuff. Play them in the box. They're not going to take shots downfield. They've shown that. They're not willing to take the shots downfield. I just don't know how it gets better unless you just uncork Joe. And again, I don't know that that really helps you. That's still going to lead to turnovers. You might put more points on the board. You might let Joe flash something, but it's going to lead to turnovers. They're still going to have the same problems they have now, just with a little bit more excitement in the game. And I think that Kevin is probably terrified at this point to go, we've turned the ball over way too much already. Why am I going to say, you know what, let it loose. Let's not care about turnovers, because those are the things that are killing you right now. Right? If you protect the football in that game, even against the Ravens, I don't think you win, but it looks a lot close. You protect the ball against the game with Cincinnati, you win that game. You can boil it down to kicks, yeah. You also don't throw two interceptions, you probably still win that one as well. Again, 216-474-0092. Real quick, let's go to BP is in Pepper Pike. What's going on, BP?
Hey, Jake, I like what, Anthony Lima referenced you saying, what if the schedule was reversed, if, we got blown out by Baltimore in the first week and then, lost, in a close game to Cincinnati. I'd like to take it a step further. Like, what if we started the season at home against the Tennessee Titans? Then, we go on the road at the Jets. We could be 2-0. I think the NFL did us no favors with this schedule. I mean, it's actually about to swear on the right. I was going to say it's BS. The Ravens are a freaking top three team in the league. They got us playing, at the Lions. I mean, usually like in college football, usually you start off with a bunch of patsies. Ohio State would usually play Youngstown State or they'll play, Ohio University. Then they play Michigan at the end of the season or, Wisconsin or the Penn State. The NFL should really treat the season like that as well. Like they should, give you like non-conference games or, and build up to the schedule. But, this the first six games here is ridiculous. And I don't want to see Dillon Gabriel. I didn't even want to see the Browns draft him to begin with. I don't want to see him in week three. Let's see what Flacco can do. I think they can win this week. It's going to take like almost like all hands on deck. It's going to take like their best effort, but they need it because they're going at Detroit, at Pittsburgh, and then going to, wherever the hell they're going, London or somewhere, that's not going to be easy. But they got to win this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's about as close to a must-win, especially for Joe Flacco, and BP were up against it, but I appreciate the call. Hey, listen, you're in a must-win game, but you're in a basically only lose scenario. Like, I just don't know. BP has faith. I don't have faith that they come through and win this week. I don't see how you beat the Packers. Not the team that I've watched for the first 2 weeks of the season. I've sat down and watched those Packers games each of the first 2 weeks. That team does not have a ton of weaknesses right now, other than the fact that wide receiver core doesn't look good, but Jordan Love does, so that's a problem. All right, when we come on back, you guys can chime in at 216-474-0092, but I want to take a look at the defense, because we've talked about how bad the offense has looked. At some point, I feel like that wears on a side of the ball that is performing, that is doing their job. It's all coming your way in 5 minutes, and overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. Obviously, the reason that they come up is not only the fact that offense is the entertaining thing in football that everybody wants to talk about. It's, I would probably argue, one of the most important parts of football right now, especially the way they get the game is tailored. But because the defense has looked great, right? Like, the defense has been fantastic. And I get it. A lot of points put up on the board by Baltimore. Listen, you were down Denzel Ward. The secondary got picked on. And the offense was doing you no favors in that game to actually help set you up. That was the repeat of what we saw for an entire year last year. It's like, okay, you got to have a lot of faith in the defense here. Got to be ask the defense to do a lot, but they're on the field a lot. Like, interceptions are doing that. Blocked punts aren't helping that and setting them up in a short field and putting them in a bad position. Obviously, points get put up on the board courtesy of Joe Flacco in the offense via the fumble six. A lot of things played against the defense in this game. So much so that it's like, okay, we know what this turns into, right? We understand that from watching the games last year that you can take a really good defense. Now, they weren't, I think, what they are this year. I think this defense is actually an upgrade from what we saw previously in 2024. But they were still a really good defense. They were a defense that was among the top of the league in 2023, and they held that spot, and the secondary looked good, the pass rush was good, and then they regressed. And we all know that looking at it, it was, okay, well, the offense couldn't sustain a drive. They couldn't help keep the defense off the field. You're eventually going to wear down. You're eventually going to be tired. And in fact, head coach Kevin Stefanski spoke earlier today to the media ahead of practice and talked about how you stop that from happening again this year with the defense.
I think it goes back to playing complementary football. Our job on defense to get stops and take the ball away. It's our job on offense to take that ball and score with it and then play the field position game when necessary. It's our special teams job to control field position and return the ball better than they return the ball. So when you play complementary ball, I think the offense does their job of possessing it, keeps the defense on the sideline, then the defense gets out there and gets their stops.
So again, even Kevin recognizes the fact of the offense is not doing their job. They're holding up their side of the bargain, right? Like, the defense is done very well, and we look around, and even in a game where they get 41 scored on them, I look at the defense and I go, I thought they played good. Right? I mean, they took a drive that started on the 4-yard line with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry on the other side, and the Ravens had to go for it on fourth down to convert for a touchdown. You did your job. That was a bend and almost don't break moment. You had plenty of bend and don't break moments in that game of stopping them. You nullified Derrick Henry. The defense did everything. But it's not just about, okay, how can I preserve the defense to keep them fresh in my eyes? It's also looking back at what we went through this offseason, and how do I keep the defense from getting just frustrated and feeling like they're being kicked over and over again and not getting the help? If you look at Myles Garrett requesting a trade, it's not because he looked at the defensive unit and said, you're not giving me enough help here, and we're not doing enough on this side of the ball. Jim Schwartz is incompetent, and I need to go play for a better DC and a better team. It was because he looked at the team part of it and said, offense isn't doing their job. You guys haven't prioritized the offense. You just keep running things back out for Deshaun Watson. And yeah, we see how that goes. If that's your plan, I'm out. Right? If that's the route, how you want to build this offense and you've torn this offense down, then I'm not going to sit here and let it happen. Well, you're unfortunately putting that at risk again this year. Like, you've gotten great play out of Devin Bush and Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward and Grant Delpit so far early on this season. And obviously other guys in there that I'm not mentioning right now, not because they haven't played well, but just because I don't need to list the entire defense to you. But that grows old. Like, it is a side of the ball that is doing everything possible that could be asked of them. As you go out there and perform like a top defense, and you look on the other side, and you look at the same guys with you in the locker room that you've been with in camp, and you go, okay, well, the coaches here have asked us to do a job. We show up every day, we bust our tail, and we go out there and we execute, and we do that job. And then you guys do not. Again, you put it in the you know, scope of a practical workplace. If you have two different sections of your workplace that are relying on one another, and one side of that job is everybody's doing their work, and you're on that side, and things are working out, and you're doing everything in your power to do the best by the company and to get everything done that you need to get done, and then the other side's just lollygagging off to the side and not doing anything, you get mad at that side of the office, right? You get mad at everybody on that side. It's like, why are they not held to the same standard that we're held to? We're not asking you to go out there and function like a Lions offense in week two against the Bears. We're asking you to hold on to the ball. We're asking you to pick up first downs. Hey, this is as simple of a game plan as we can get, and you guys are still not executing. I think that frustration boils. I think at some point you get fed up. I'm sure it hasn't happened in 2 weeks. It's like, all right, you know, we got to give them time. We just got to keep doing our jobs. I know the Browns defense has looked at it and reflected and said, you know, there's things that we certainly have to do better. We have to create takeaways and turnovers the same way that the defenses against us are creating these turnovers. But at some point you're going to go, okay, well, I get it. We're not creating turnovers, and we didn't do that last year. But you know what helps that? If we're fresh. If we feel like we're at 100% energy when we walk out onto the field, that's certainly going to help us create turnovers. And as we sit out here and are making goal line stands and everything else to help this team win, we're just asking for something in return. And I think you're going to get back to Myles Garrett frustration if this continues. You're going to get to Denzel Ward, back to Denzel Ward frustration. Let's not forget about the fact that he had made comments in the offseason saying that if Myles is gone, he would certainly be reconsidering his tenure with the Browns as well. These are all of the things that with a veteran defense, yes, young pieces, but a lot of veteran guys there that get fed up really quick. Guys that are playing for contracts and playing for their careers and want to play winning football, you get fed up with that very quickly. I just don't know when that point comes, but I'm sensing that it's not that far away. 2 weeks is too early. I don't know by the end of six that they're not calling for Joe Flacco's job and being like, you got to change something. Something has to be different here. And it's part of what plays into this equation. We talked about, you know, you rely on the veterans, and this should be Kevin Stefanski's choice on who starts at quarterback, but you also got to listen to the locker room. Right? You have to call on your veterans and say, okay, who do you guys have trust in? Do you trust Joe to go run the offense, or is one of the rookies standing out, or, you know, if Kenny Pickett would have been healthy, did he stand out above Joe, and do you have more faith in him to run the offense? You call on the veterans to do their job. You call on them to say, all right, what do you guys think? Who is actually the leader in the room? At some point, if you're Joe, you lose that leader. You lose that leadership that you have in the voice, in the say, when you don't go out and perform. I don't know how long that defense can hold on, because it's not just this year. Yes, it's a different name at quarterback. It's a different style of offense. But when the result continues to be the same, especially for the guys that have been here now for multiple years, that frustration has to be pent up, and it has to build just beyond this one season, right? It's not just two games. You're actually looking at more like 19 right now. You're looking at offense that hasn't functioned for going on 4 years. That's what makes you angry. That's what bothers you if you're a defense. It's okay. We continue year after year, just like last year. You said it was going to be better, but I'm still going out there and doing the same thing, and they're still not matching it, and you've changed the personnel. It creates a sense of anger, not just among the locker room, but from players to head coaches and from players to the front office, of saying you didn't do enough. You said you were going to go and help us, and we're realistic. It's not like anybody on this team thought there was a Super Bowl coming this year. But we were asking for improvement. The offense has not improved, right? The offense has not actually gotten better. I would say by scheme and schematically, they're more fit to do something that works this year than they were last year. But in terms of actual production, it has not been any better than it was last season. In fact, there's more points on the board, but not really, because Dylan Gabriel had to come in and throw a garbage time touchdown. There's pretty much less points on the board in the first two games than there was for the majority of last season. If I'm Denzel Ward, if I'm Myles Garrett, I'm not letting that frustration out at this point. I'm not voicing my opinion, but don't think that it's not buried deep down right now, ready to come to the surface. I think it's right there. I don't think this defense is going to be able to just act as if everything's okay for weeks on weeks and pretend like the offense is just getting better and you just got to let them cook and you got to let there be time. Yes, the NFL season is long. It's 17 games. At the end of the day, it's also 17 games. Right? That's not that many. You are through more than a tenth of your season already. You have completed more than 10% of what we are going to see in the NFL season. You can bounce back from that. It's very doable. Right? And 90% of a season, still a lot to play. But it's not like there's nothing. Right? Two games is still something. A month of football will be something. In a sport like basketball, in a sport like baseball, two games, obviously, you throw that to the wayside, 10 games, you throw to the wayside, two games starts to mean something. Every game in the NFL matters, and the defense knows that, and the defense is going to get frustrated, and they're going to get angry. 216-474-0092. When does frustration pile too high for the defense to keep it contained? Because we saw it boil over last year, and we saw it boil over not just in the offseason, but in the season. We know what a frustrated Myles Garrett sounds like. We know what a frustrated Denzel Ward sounds like. I can't imagine that just stays contained all year long. Again, 216-474-0092. We'll get to some of your calls on that as well as we head into 9 o'clock, as we always do. Get a grip. Coming your way in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.